Phyllis Hames of Danbury heats her home with propane. She only has about 50 gallons left in her 500-gallon tank, but her local supplier can't give her any more.
Basically, what they told me is they're unable to purchase propane. They simply don't have the money to do it.
The price of propane has jumped substantially in the past 2 weeks. Some retailers are reporting prices hitting $4 per gallon. A consistently cold winter, pipeline issues, and late corn harvest have been blamed, and now people in rural areas are feeling the pinch. Hames says she's done everything right. She prepaid for the entire winter and is conserving as much as she can.
I have my heat at 60. I have a bedroom closed down, and I'm not heating my walkout level. But as we all know, it's been an inordinately cold winter, and I've got space heaters going. There's nothing else I can do. So my question is, what am I supposed to do when my propane runs out?
Governor Walker has declared an energy emergency, lifting some regulations on propane haulers. But Democratic State Representative Nick Milroy of South Range says that doesn't address the high prices small propane retailers are struggling with.
What we need to do is come up with an emergency program that will provide microloans to these small businesses, short-term loan, low interest, so that they can purchase propane from the distributors to meet their obligations to their customers.
Governor Walker has been cool to the idea of using state funds to address the state's propane shortage. He says it's an access issue, not a spending issue. Walker will meet with stakeholders to discuss possible fixes on Monday. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.